As promised, we are joined right now by an NFL draft prospect, a former South Carolina defensive lineman, an All-American, a first-team All-SEC player, 35 tackles, 6 sacks, 4 quarterback hurries, 2 pass breakups, 2 fumble recoveries, and a block kick. All of that this season. The NFL draft gets underway on April 23rd. We are joined by Javon Kinlaw. Javon, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. Excited
good.
To be on the show.
It's good to have you on the show. I appreciate you saying that. All right, so you're coming off a week at the Senior Bowl where you absolutely dominated the first couple of practices, and then you shut it down to rest your knee. Scouts, though, were really hyped about what you did in those practices. What was your mindset going into the Senior Bowl practices?
Just got to dominate. That was the only thing really on my mind, just going out there and wanting to just dominate everybody.
Let me ask you this, because one person covering the practices said that you were not blocked at all once you arrived in Mobile. People who know pretty much already knew your game and said that you didn't need to be there. Your draft stock was already really high. So why did you want to go?
Just wanted to get in front of the coaches and show them what I could really do, you know what I'm saying, in a one-on-one type of environment, you know, and just get a chance to let everybody really know and understand where I'm coming from and some of the things that I faced to even get to the Senior Bowl. So I was grateful for the opportunity.
Javon Kinlaw,
I love to compete.
Right? Javon Kinlaw joining us. You know, you mentioned some of the things that you had to go through to get there, which I want to get to. But the thing is, showing up on the big stage is it's nothing new for you. You did that against Alabama. You did that against Georgia. You did that against Florida, Missouri, Texas A&M. Like, you've got this rare ability to dominate a game without racking up huge stats. How much of your game then is about strength and flexibility, and how much of it is just about the mental side of the game?
All of it is really mental, honestly. But I mean, you know, strength and flexibility and things like that play into it. But if your mindset not right going into it, you know, you really could have a tough day out there. Versus if you got the right mindset, go out there, you focus, you locked in, you know your assignments and things like that. So you're gonna really excel. So that's really the difference, you know.
Javon Kinlaw joining us. Now, you could have entered the draft last year, and in fact, you received a first-round grade, but you said that you went back to school because you felt like you didn't accomplish anything. That was the actual quote. Why was that? And do you feel like coming back for another season, were you able to accomplish what you were looking to, or maybe is there still unfinished business? Where are you at now?
Well, last year I played with a torn hip labrum, so I felt like I had so much more to show. So I just decided to come back. I really never thought about leaving, honestly. And then once I came back, you know, I set the bar so high. I wanted like 15 sacks. I didn't get close. So I felt like for myself, I didn't really accomplish anything that I wanted to accomplish.
Thing is, you know, we talked about the mental aspect or the mental approach. Those who watch you rave about your mental toughness and the fact that you had to overcome so much to even get where you are right now. When you were growing up in Northeast Washington, D.C., with your mother and your brothers, it was not easy, right? Life was not always easy. What was that time like for you?
For sure. Just to set the record straight, I was born in North Charleston, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. But I spent a little bit of most of my childhood in Washington, D.C.
And okay.
Just growing up in D.C., you just had to, you had to grow up faster than, you know, the kids that was around your age, especially going through things like what I was going through, you know, battling, trying to find somewhere to live, and you seeing stuff like that and you understanding it at a young age, you know, it just kind of sticks with you throughout your whole life. You never kind of forget about it. That's kind of always what drives me. I just don't want to ever put my kids in that situation. Not that it was my mom's fault, you know. She was a hardworking person, you know. But we just got the short end of the stick most of the times in life. And that's just how it was, you know. Like I said, we never really complained or anything like that. But just now, it definitely drives me to just be the best I can be at all times.
Javon Kinlaw joining us. And what makes that special, what you're saying is, another part of this story is, your daughter is turning 2 this spring. So what, especially given what you went through, what does she mean to you, and what's it like to be a father?
She's going to be 1 year old in March. But just seeing her grow up, just seeing the way she's growing up, and really me knowing that she never going to have to go through some of the things that I went through, you know, pretty much all of them, you know, she's going to always be taken care of, you know, that's my main goal. So in order to get that done, you know, I'm going to go out and I'm going to attack it every day, you know what I'm saying? Just try to give it the childhood that I always wished of and things like that. So she always going to be a driving force in my life. No matter if it's the first snap of my career or it's the last, I'm always going to be thinking about her, always wanting to set the example.
And Javon, you said something interesting that above and beyond this, where obviously you want to do what you can always do to help your family, but you were looking at something even beyond that. You said, quote, I just want to show people that it's okay to be a good father. These young fathers, I want to show them it's okay. You don't need to be scared. You just got to do what you got to do. People are going to respect that at the end of the day. End of quote. So why is it important to you not only to be a good father to your daughter, but also to be a role model for other fathers as well?
I feel like fathers sometimes might not get enough respect, you know, especially when you're a good one, when you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing, you're taking care of yours. That should really be, you know, a big thing in America nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's not enough fathers stepping up, doing their job, doing what they're supposed to do, you know. And I really take pride in that, you know what I'm saying? I take a whole lot of pride in that, you know, me just always being there. I miss her all the time when I'm not there. I just always want to be there, be around her to let her know that, you know, that her father is always going to be there for her, you know.
It's great. Javon Kinlan, my guest. So because of all that hard work, you are now in a position where you're going to be paid to play football, and you're going to be able to take care of the people that you love. How much are you looking forward to that, and what does that mean to you?
It means a whole lot to me, honestly, because I really wasn't supposed to be in this position to be able to take care of everybody like I want to. Not everybody, but just all the ones that was really down and out with me in a lot of situations, you know. But that means a lot to me. Like I said, I don't think nobody really expected me to take this far, you know, but it's gonna go a lot further for me because I know what I'm capable of and what I'm capable of accomplishing and things like that. And I just want to learn and become a better football player at all times. So I think that's going to just drive me to become the ultimate football player.
All right, so finally, if nobody expected this, and here you are, have you allowed yourself to think about what it's going to feel like when you hear your name called on draft night?
It's going to be a good day. You know, it's probably not going to be very emotional for me because I'm the one that put in the work. You know, I've seen every day. I've seen the progression. I'm the one that really worked towards getting better. A lot of people helped me on this journey, but at the end of the day, I was the one to put the work in. So it's not really going to be very emotional for me because I already knew, you know, what was going to come out of this because I really bought in and I just never settled. So I knew what time it was going to be already.
So what would you do on days? Would you ever get up in the morning and think to yourself, man, I'm just not feeling it. I've been hitting this thing so hard. I think I'm going to take today off. Or has your approach been no days off? No days off.
Man, I'm sure everybody go through those days where they have those tough moments. They laying in the bed. They want to lay in the bed. But something always made me just get up, you know, just something in my head, a certain voice in my head always just told me, you can't lay there. You got to go. You got to make it happen. So that's what it is. That's the difference between me and just everybody else, I think. It was definitely a voice in my head. But there's plenty of days I could have just chose to, you know, just sit back and let things come to me instead of attacking it like which I did, so, for sure.
He is an NFL draft prospect, played his college ball at South Carolina, an All-American, first team all SEC-er, and the draft gets underway on April 23rd, and he's not going to wait very long to hear his name called. Javon Kinlaw, my guest. Javon, I appreciate that very much. Good luck in the draft, and I'll be looking for you once you find a place to live and work and you find out where you're going to go.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, too. Good job. Well done.
All right.
Really well done. Appreciate you. I like that one. Look for him to go high.